sun even came out for you, a contrast to this morning's conditions.
It feels like an April day with sort of heavy thunder and strong rain and then beautiful sunshine.
Talk us through that test out there.
Yeah, so I was really pleased with him. He's a reasonably young horse for this level. He's just stepped up to it. And I had a little chat with my trainer a few months ago about this horse's long-term potential, and he felt that he'd struggle to get the really big marks. And today he was trending on 38, which in layman's terms just means it was a really good test. I made a couple of mistakes, which were probably my fault towards the end, so it dropped down to about fifth place. But I was delighted with him, and hopefully he's one I'm hoping is going to be a bit of a flag bearer for me for the next few years going forward to the top level.
I'm pointing towards how special and exciting an event this is to bring some of the younger horses to.
It's amazing. I think it's a lovely event because it's got all the feeling of, you know, magnificent, great, big, exciting event, but it's probably a little bit quieter and more personal than, say, the likes of Badminton and Burley, where you get so many crowds. It's beautiful terrain. There's a park bowl in front of the house where people can sit in the sort of natural amphitheatre and see probably half the cross-country course from one seat eating an ice cream, as long as it's not raining like today. So it's a great event. It's very exciting. It's our British Open Championships as well, so it definitely carries a lot of kudos in the eventing calendar.
And looking forward to tomorrow and ending on a high, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. It's definitely a bit of a race against the clock here because it's so hilly. And yeah, I'm looking forward to getting going and enjoying it.